Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 65 of the 80%. A lot of people say that the stock market is a great investment, but many also say that it's a high-risk investment and you could lose your money in it. Today, we'll talk about the strategies you can do para hindi ka na matakot mawalan ng pera sa pag-i-invest. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in. And now, on to the show. The stock market, equity funds, real estate, starting a business. These are examples of high-risk investments. Nung nag-aaral pa lang ako tungkol sa mga iba't ibang klase ng investments, parati kong nababasa at naririnig noon na you should only invest money that you can afford to lose. This advice, to be honest, did not make sense to me. Kasi syempre, yung pera ko, pinaghirapan ko yon. Nagtrabaho ako para ipunin yon. So naturally, ayokong mawala sa akin. I don't want to lose my money. At syempre, marami rin akong gustong bilhin. Marami akong gustong gawin. Marami akong pangarap sa buhay. Pero kulang pa ang pera ko, and that's the reason why I wanted to invest. But if I follow that advice, which is that I should only invest money that I can afford to lose, then parang sinasabi na rin sa akin na wag na lang akong mag-invest. Kasi hindi naman extra money lang yung i-invest ko. Ipon ko yon. May balak ako para sa pera ko at gusto ko lang lumago ito ng mas mabilis so I can achieve my dreams. For instance, yung kaibigan ko, gusto niyang mag-invest para sa college education ng anak niya. Of course, he cannot afford to lose that money para yun sa tuition ng anak niya in the future. So does that mean wag na lang niyang i-invest yung pera kasi obviously, again, he cannot afford to lose that money. To be honest, if I have money that I can afford to lose, as in extra money na okay lang na mawala sa akin, malamang hindi ko na lang siya i-invest. I'd probably just buy something that I want or maybe just donate the money to charity na katulong pa ako sa iba. Does that make sense? And that's the reason why I don't really subscribe to the belief that you should only invest money that you can afford to lose. Instead, what I believe is that you should put your money only on investments whose risk you can accept. Lahat ng investments ay may risk. It's always possible to lose money. However, the risk is different for each type of investment. May mga low risk, moderate risk, and high-risk type of investments. Unfortunately, yung mga high-risk type of investments, sila rin yung may mga high returns. So, if you want to grow your money fast, then you should be able to accept the high risk na dapat ay tanggap mo na malaki ang chance na malulugi or mawawalan ka ng pera. Of course, nobody wants to lose money. However, each of us has our own levels of tolerance when it comes to losing money. In other words, each of us has different propensities for risk. and whether money is involved or not, we actually make decisions every day based on the level of risk that is acceptable to us. For example, did you know that it is estimated that the Earth as a whole is struck by an average of more than 100 lightning bolts every second? That's according to the National Geographic. More than 100 na kidlat ang tumatama mula sa langit papunta sa lupa every second. Pero kahit na ganun, bakit malakas pa rin ang loob natin na lumabas ng bahay? Bakit hindi tayo takot na tamaan ng kidlat sa labas? Personally, I know that lightning comes from thunderstorm clouds. So kung maaraw sa labas at halos walang ulap, then I know that the probability of being struck by lightning is very, very small. Diba, natatakot lang naman tayo na tamaan ng kidlat kapag may bagyo at madilim ang langit. Another example is riding an elevator. May mga taong takot na sumakay dito, but in general, most people, ako at ikaw, bakit hindi tayo takot sumakay ng elevator? Perhaps because from our own experience and from others that we know as well, hindi naman madalas nangyayari na ma-stuck tayo sa elevator. And more importantly, if ever that happens, it's not a life-threatening experience. Elevators are generally safe, and if ever we get stuck inside, hindi naman mauubos ang oxygen sa loob, and rescue normally comes within a matter of minutes. Of course, alam natin na may exceptions dito. Kapag may sunog or kapag may lindol, it's better to just take the stairs. And that's exactly my point. If you want to overcome your fear of losing money when investing, then the first thing you need to do is to learn about and understand the investment. Whether you're thinking of investing in the stock market, in mutual funds, in real estate, or in a business venture, alamin mo muna kung ano ba talaga ang pinapasok mo. A lot of people say that investing in the stock market is very risky. But why do some investors make lots of money from it? Hindi yun swerte. They made money because they understand how the stock market works. They did the research and followed a sound investment plan. In short, aral muna bago invest. Because the fear of losing money usually comes from not knowing what you're doing. So gain as much information as you can about the investment. And that will help you become braver and less worried about losing money when you start investing. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to invest and trade the global markets like US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is Copy Trader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro in just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/openetoroaccount. That's bit.ly/openetoroaccount. Again, that's bit.ly/openetoroaccount. All small letters. Do you want to invest in real estate for as low as 1,000 pesos? Then check out Flint PH, the first tech-enabled, low-cost Philippine real estate crowdfunding platform that is made for investors who would like to invest in Philippine real estate properties. Flint provides a fixed and safe return on investment, especially for those looking to earn passive income. Flint is open to anyone at any time, even to those who are based outside the Philippines. Sign up for a free account today and visit bit.ly/flintph. That's bit.ly/flintph. Again, that's bit.ly/flintph, all small letters. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. Let's do a thought experiment. Imagine that you have 100,000 pesos. Alin sa dalawang investments na ito ang pipiliin mo? Number 1 or investment A. 50% chance of doubling your money and a 50% chance of losing everything. So if you invest 100,000 pesos, either maging 200,000 pesos siya or mawawala lahat. Number 2 or investment B. 95% chance of earning 10% and a 5% chance of losing everything. So, if you invest 100,000 pesos, 95% ang probability na maging 110,000 pesos ang pera mo. Pero merong 5% chance na mawawala lahat. Alin sa dalawang investments ang pipiliin mo? Investment A or investment B? Kapag tinatanong ko ito sa mga seminars ko, karamihan sa kanila, yung pangalawa ang pinipili. They choose investment B, yung 5% lang ang risk to lose money. Ikaw, yun din ba ang pinili mo? Now, also imagine that you have 20 million pesos sa savings account mo. Yes, meron kang 20 million sa bangko. Mag-iiba ba ang sagot mo? Imagine it now. Kung mag-i-invest ka ng 100,000 pesos, alin sa dalawa ang pipiliin mo? Yung investment A na may 50% risk or yung investment B na 5% risk? Remember, you have 20 million pesos in the bank. Karamihan, biglang tumatapang at pinipili ang investment A. Siyempre, may 20 million ka sa bangko eh. So, kurot lang yung 100,000 pesos. And perhaps, this is what it means when people say that you should only invest money that you can afford to lose. However, I think that this is not realistic. What I mean is that most people don't have 20 million in the bank, but they certainly have 100,000 pesos that they can invest. So, what's the point of this thought experiment? It is to illustrate that being financially secure will increase your risk tolerance. Kahit wala kang 20 million sa banko, but I'm sure if you have a stable job or you have a profitable business, if you have savings and enough emergency fund or kung meron kang multiple sources of income and such, then mas magiging malakas ang loob mo na maglagay ng pera sa mga high-risk investments. So, if you want to overcome your fear of losing money when investing, my second tip is to work on your financial stability. Have a healthy cash flow. Build your emergency fund. Ensure that you have proper financial protection such as health insurance. Work on having multiple streams of income. The more financially stable you are, then the higher your risk tolerance will be. One of the first things taught in an MBA finance course is the matching principle, which states that the best way to minimize financial risk is to match the time period of an asset, for example, your portfolio, to the time period of a liability, such as your financial goal. In other words, the level of risk of your investment should match your investment horizon. It's not enough to learn and understand how a particular investment works. You also need to know the level of risk that it carries, which you can get an idea of from its historical performance. For instance, makikita mo yung mga low-risk type of investments. Slow, small, and steady ang growth nila. Kaya yung time deposit, which is a low-risk type of investment, maganda ito para sa mga short-term goals natin. Yung moderate risk type of investments, its growth fluctuates, but it stays within a predictable range. Yung balanced fund, it's a moderate risk type of investment. And ang recommendation dito ay para ito sa mga medium-term goals natin. Lastly, yung mga high-risk type of investments, it's very volatile. The fluctuations are big and it can sometimes be unpredictable. Ang stock market, it's a high-risk type of investment. And by the matching principle, this is primarily for your long-term financial goals. Dahil if you look at its historical performance, kahit volatile siya, the market always recovers and goes up in the long term. Thus, if you want to overcome your fear of losing money when investing, it will help a lot if you will put your money in an investment that matches your financial goal. So, ask yourself, what's the purpose of the money that you want to invest? Is it to buy a house? For your child's college education? For your retirement? Knowing how and when you're planning to use the money will determine the level of risk that you can take with your investments. If you plan to spend the money in the near future for something necessary, then you might have to be conservative with your investments. But if you can afford a long holding period for your investment, or you're planning to use it for less essential things, then a high-risk investment is something you can definitely consider. And it is also for this reason why it's better to start investing at an early age, because when you're young and single, you tend to have less financial obligations. And more importantly, you can afford to hold on to your investments for the long term and ride through the ups and downs of a high-risk but high-return investment. If you want to overcome your fear of losing money when investing, then you should work on increasing your investment risk tolerance. It starts by learning about and understanding what you are investing on. Aral muna bago invest. Second, make sure that you are financially stable. Importante na meron kang emergency fund. Stable ang source of income mo, and you are spending less than what you're earning. Finally, know your investing objectives and financial goals, because that will greatly determine where you should invest. Use the matching principle to manage your risk. If you follow these tips, then I believe that there's no more reason for you to be afraid. You don't have to worry about losing money when investing. And that's the end of our episode. I hope you enjoyed it and thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please click the follow button for the 80%. At i-invite nyo na rin ang mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. Natapos ko na rin palang basahin ang mga comments and suggestions nyo from our survey last month. And I'm excited to do them para mas lalo pa nating mapaganda itong podcast natin. If you have more comments and suggestions, then you can go and visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com, and leave your message there. That's it. This is Fitz Villafuerte. See you again in our next episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.